You already know everything you need to know to become financially free in the next 7 to 10 years. Let's talk about it. Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about. Whatever you focus on grows. It expands. That's the basic concept of the book, The Science of Getting Rich. Written in 1905, it is the original. It's like the foundational book that Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn, Grant Cardone, Gary Vaynerchuk, all these guys, whether they know it, don't know it, whatever, have ripped off this book, have been using this book. Maybe ripped off is too strong a word, right? Everything, you know, the wheel started as wood and now it is where it is today. So we're constantly taking what someone else did, adding our own twist, adding to it. You don't need to, as they say, reinvent the wheel. I don't like that phrase. I know I'm getting sidetracked here. I don't like that phrase. It's actually one of the phrases I hate. Is this idea of, well, I don't want to reinvent the wheel. You realize they've been reinventing the wheel since the wheel started. If we would have said that with wooden wheels, we'd still be using wooden wheels. So we're constantly, while we're not reinventing the concept, you can improve upon the concept. And that's one of the easiest ways to get into business. If you see someone in business and you think, man, I could do that better than they're doing it, there you go. There's a business. So, you know, that's providing either a better service or a better product at a better price, and you're in business. So careful about that phrase, I don't want to reinvent the wheel. It's part of this culture. I was talking about this today online. It's part of this culture that we have, this outsourcing culture that we want to, quote, work smart. And it all ties into about passive income. Everybody wants passive income. Well, I do too. I've been obsessed with creating and building and hoarding and growing passive income for 21 years now. And I'm finally at that stage. And I can tell you, when you look at those compound charts and you see, well, if I put $100 a month and, you know, in 20 years, it's real. Like, it's real. And the beautiful thing about the compound chart, and I don't know if you've ever had this occur in your mind, is, you know, if you, everyone should at the very minimum be doing the $100 a month in the stock market, because at the very least, when you're 70 years old, you're going to have some money. Everyone should be doing that. If you're not doing that, it's because you're an idiot. There's no other way to say it to you. You are doing something so stupid, it's hard to even comprehend how you are alive. Like, it really should be put to you that way. It's like teen pregnancy. It's stupid on steroids. And you must immediately fix this. If you don't get anything ever from my message, that you need to be paying the 40-year game. It is such a small sum of money. It's like a couple pizzas. Now, I think that's ridiculously small, and you're not obviously trying to build wealth. But everyone, at the very least, if they have zero interest in money, should be playing the 40-year game, because it's too easy not to play it. So, I play that game even though I'm trying to get rich. And what I mean by is, I have money in an index fund. I actually use a health savings account for this. And I put $100-$200 in there every single month. That's chump change, right? You're not going to build any sort of real wealth in any time frame before the age of 70 or 80 with $100-$200 a month. But I've been doing that for 20-something years now. Not all in a health savings account, but I've been doing the $100, $200 a month thing, right? And when I am 70, it will be a lot of money. But in the meantime, I'm trying to do the 7 to 10 year plan every 7 to 10 years. See, I believe you can take a decade of your life, a single decade. So if you're 20, it's a little disingenuous to say that to a 20-year-old, because it doesn't really apply, because you have a lot of outside influence and interference. You got to get through school. You got to find a job. I don't know that when you're in your 20s, you should be, see, I hate to say this, because I met a guy who was 23 years old and he had $3 million in apartment buildings and he started with nothing. So if that kid would have listened to me tell him, he shouldn't, you know. So I'm hesitant to tell a 20-year-old, hey, don't be thinking about investments. I would tell a 20-year-old, I wouldn't be putting a lot of money in fairy tales like day trading, Forex, Bitcoin, these kind of things. These are not investments. They're not investments. An investment pays you money for having it in it. An investment means you put money in and they give you money. You are invested. If you just put money in and nothing happens, and the only way you make money is it goes up in value and then you have to sell it to get your money, that is not an investment. That's speculation. That's fine. But don't call it an investment because it plays with your mind, because you're not an investor if you're doing that. And I need you to move to being an investor. If you ever study Robert Kiyosaki, you'll see he has the four quadrants, right? Employee, business owner, self-employed, and investor. Investor is one of those columns. Bitcoin is not an investment. It doesn't fit in that column. It could fit into the self-employment column if you ran a Bitcoin mining company. See, the people making money on that are the people that got in early, the people that run these schemes where you invest and they're going to mine your money. It's all bullshit. Don't do this stuff. Now, if you're running the mining company, congrats. You got a little thing. If you're selling the courses on how to make money day trading, good for you. Like, I'm behind that. But the guy buying the courses, you know, and I know very few of them are going to make money. So I'm talking to that guy, not to the guy selling them. The guy selling them, he's in business. The person buying them is just losing money. Enough ranting. But I truly believe that anyone in a 7 to 10 year period, so your period starts today. And now if you're not going to be alive in 7 years, then no, I wouldn't do this. I would just spend all my money. But if you plan to be on planet Earth in 7 years, I think I'd rather be rich in 7 years. What about you? But that process starts today. And I believe that you know everything you need to know. You do. You know everything you need to know. It's actually pretty much common sense. The problem is implementing it. The problem is actually taking action. The problem is taking a pencil and writing down your plans and discussing it in such a way that you could explain it to a fourth grader. Hey, Mr. Fourth Grader, here's how I'm going to get rich. And you begin to explain it. It's not a kinda, it's not a sort of. I have a video on my page where I talk about this idea of the push. The push was my blueprint. Here's exactly what I did. I had a job. I built margin. The definition of margin is, when you're looking at business, the margin is what they get to keep, meaning the cost of product, the cost of delivery and selling versus what they sell it for. That difference, you know, you might call it profit, but we call it margin in business. So I'm in network marketing, I'm in direct mail, I have cost of postage and mailing my letters and my cost of my books and acquiring leads, and when I pay commissions, what's left is margin. That's the problem. Well, same in a household budget. So pretend like you were hired to manage you incorporated. Here's your budget, or here's your income, here's your expenses. You've got to get margin in there. Now, let's stop for a second and say that you're barely making it. And if we can conclude the reason you're barely making it is you've made a lot of dumb decisions. And you need to own up to these. I teach this idea of the 10 pillars of success. Pillar number one, how you think is everything. Pillar number 10, take full responsibility for everything. So you are where you are because of who you are and the decisions you made. You say, well, that's not true, Gerald. I hooked up with this guy. He was a really bad guy. Sorry, you chose that guy. You say, oh, but Gerald, you don't understand. I was in a car wreck. Sorry, you got in the car and drove at that time of day. This is called radical responsibility. It didn't say it was your fault. I'm not saying it's your fault, but it is your responsibility. Okay? The moment you do this, it causes you to have personal power. Tony Robbins talks about personal power. This is radical personal power. Your financial future is in your hands, no one else's. So if you take your money and you send it to Wall Street, well, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to you. You know, if you're doing that, then I would definitely spend some time reading on the person that's managing your money. I mean, I know some of you have mutual funds. You don't have a freaking clue who the manager is. You don't even know he went to college. You don't even know what your passive. I know people that have 401ks. They have IRAs and all these things. And if I ask them, well, what is your passive income on that investment? They don't know. See, that's not an active investor. You're not in charge. You're not, number 10, take full responsibility. You can't tell me I want to become financially free in the next 7 to 10 years. I used to say rich, but I think people have a hard time with that. Financially free in the next 7 to 10 years. And then you don't actually know what your passive income is. So I would encourage you, figure out what your passive income, money that comes to you with you doing no labor. And then I would figure out, what is your interest going out? How much passive income are you paying to other people? Interest on cars, interest on houses, interest on credit cards, student loans, these, you know, all these things that you can get into. Right or wrong, you sign for them, they're your fault. So compare your passive income to your interest out. We've got to balance this. This shit's got to get balanced if you're ever going to be financially free or get rich. So you have to have a come to Jesus moment with yourself, kind of kick your own ass, get your shit together. Excuse my French. But most people are in the situation. This is the way I talk to myself. This is how I talk to myself. Every day I wake up, I say, Gerald, you are too broke to stay in bed. I have a hard time taking weekends off. I work 7 days a week. Now, some people hear that and cringe. Well, enjoy being poor. I don't know what to tell you, because every day, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I didn't say I grind it out, beating myself to death, working all. You know what some of my work is? Some of my work is researching, studying on the stocks that I own. Last 7 to 8 months, I've been investing in Ford. Not lots of money. 200 here, 300 here. I try to build my position to $10,000. My goal, I want to own 50 different companies that are all solid companies that all pay 3 to 15% dividend yields. I'm going to own a portfolio of 50 of these, and my goal is 50 stocks, 25 houses. That's a goal that I can write down. Now, I'm a long ways from that, but that I can write that down. It's literally on my board in front of me. I want to own 25 houses, all paying me cash flow, and 50 stocks all paying me cash flow. That's 75 things that all pay me money every month or every quarter. Is that a plan? That's a plan. Here's the crazy thing. You could buy all 50 of the stocks with not much money, and then over time add to the stocks. Now, I wouldn't advocate doing that. My point is, this is not an inconceivable plan. This is not like, oh, how are you ever going to do that? It's not that hard. And part of, quote, my work, when I say I work 8, 7, 8, I often quote 8 days a week, meaning I do it at night. It could be I get up in the morning an hour before my family so I can get in some time. I can get through the Wall Street Journal. I can go to Yahoo Finance. I can look up Ford. I'm using that as an example right now. Don't buy Ford. You already missed the boat on that. I have a book on Amazon called The Money Flow. It talks about how I invest in stocks. Now, in that example, I would spend some time reading on it, understanding it. What are the products they make? How do they make their money? You say, oh, they sell cars. You really think it's that simple? You don't think they have financing? Oh yeah, they make a lot of money from financing. Okay, well, don't we need the economy doing well for that? Remember 2008? So there's some parameters here. There's some inputs. There's some things you need to understand. You're not going to be an expert. Yeah. Another thing, you might sign up for a service, and what they do is they take a stock and run it through a 5-point criteria of how to, and that'll cut your time down. And so I pay $200 a year to a service that looks for high quality dividend stocks. I don't buy every one of them they recommend. They run a real money portfolio. That's what they do. It's real money, and you could just invest right alongside them. I take most of their investments. Some of their investments I don't take. And so I'm able to simplify the research part. But this is part of when I say I work every day is managing my own investments. Hey, that's work. I'm not getting up and going anywhere. The science of getting rich teaches this idea that thinking,
There's a thinking stuff, and that if you hold a thought in the thinking stuff, in other words, if you hold a thought long enough, what you think about comes about, what you focus on grows. And so as you begin to build this fund of your own, this little financial empire of your own, these investments that you own and you control and you make the decision, you become your own Warren Buffett. You become your own hedge fund. That's how I view myself. These are my family money. This is like I'm running a family fund. And I take off pieces of my active income and I push it into passive investments that build my income today. See, I need you to get this, quote, retirement idea out of your mind. This is for you today. So if you put $1,000 in there today, you didn't lose money. You still have the $1,000, but now your $1,000 is producing cash flow. You literally just made yourself richer. Repetition is the mother of skill, meaning you do this over and over and over. You grow richer and richer, and your passive income grows higher and higher and higher. It is a dumb man's game. Like, I was born to a single mom, raised in a trailer park in Arkansas. I don't have a college degree. I don't have a permit. I'm not certified to do anything. This is just every day, rise, grind, and hustle. I'll do anything legal to make money. I have no shame. I'll mow yards. I'll clean houses. You know one of the most lucrative businesses in America? It's not being an accountant. It's not being a lawyer. It's trash pickup. You ever seen the series on CNBC, Blue Collar Millionaire? The point is, anybody can be a millionaire. I've given this example. It's just a math formula. It's just a percentage. It's just a process that you can be a millionaire on welfare if you take this formula. Some people call it the wealth triangle. And it's simply this. You take your income. You have to increase your margin. I don't care what level of income you have. I don't care if you make $1,800 a month or $18,000 a month. It's the same thing. You realize if you make $1,800 a month and you live paycheck to paycheck, and you make $18,000 a month and you live paycheck to paycheck, both of these people are broke. They just got different standards of living. Don't confuse standard of living with wealth. Renting a Lambo isn't wealth. Walking in and paying cash for a Lambo is wealth. Now, it is lifestyle. I'm not arguing that the lifestyle is nicer. I'm not arguing that you can't have a better lifestyle if you max your shit out, bust out your credit cards, and live to the max. Yes, your lifestyle will be better. I agree, 100%. I'm not trying to build lifestyle. I'm trying to get rich. I'm trying to build wealth, right? And to me, it looks a little dirty. It looks like you got paint on your shirt. Because I'm blue collar, guys. Again, born in a trailer park. I don't have a college degree. I don't have the luxury to take the advice from the guru about, Lowell, don't do it yourself. Outsource it and hire all. Hire them with what? What am I going to hire them with? I made $12.50 an hour working at the prison. I can't hire people. I'm barely paying bills. So the fact that I was able to set aside, get margin in my, right? So first we get the margin. You have to get $500 to $1,000 a month, minimum $500 to $1,000 a month. Now, if you're on welfare, that may be $50, but you got to get the 50. No excuses. Pillar number 10, you are personally responsible. Pillar number 10. So you got to get the margin. Then you add the second business. You can't have one income stream. It's impossible. You can't. If you have one income stream, you will always live paycheck to paycheck. This is reality. So you've got to get the second thing you do. It could be a hustle. Now, the cool thing about real estate, if in your area is something that's it's in a reasonable price range, it can be purchased, it can become a business, a side job, a side hustle by its nature, the way the investment works, right? But that could be driving for Uber. That could be walking dogs. It could be washing dogs. Here's what it's not. You sitting on your ass at home not making any money. You taking every weekend off when you live paycheck to paycheck, okay? That's called being dumb, stupid. And that's what most people do. Donald Trump gets 24 hours a day. I get 24 hours a day. you get 24 hours a day. It's what you do with the 24 hours a day that determines where you'll be in the next 7 to 10 years. So my strategy is, I don't give a shit what your income level is. You must start the process now. You must create the margin. You must create the second income stream. The second income stream is not to pay your bills. If that's the case, I kind of got sidetracked here. That's what I meant to talk about earlier. But if you're piled in debt, then we're not investing. The first investment is in you. You got to get rid of all this debt. You got to get rid of all the debt. Now, not your house mortgage. That's going to take too long. And maybe not even your car payment. If you can set aside, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 an hour while still making that car payment, then I might not try to knock out the car. I may get to the investing part. But if you don't have $500, then we got to get rid of this car. Either get rid of it or get the payment down. At some point, you got to take full responsibility for you. And in 7 to 10 years from now, if you follow this strategy that I teach in the book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, in my book, The Money Flow, and you apply yourself and you kick your own ass and you do this every single day and you work 7 to 8 days a week and you do this stuff and you push yourself, you can become financially free in 7 to 10 years with the information that you already know. This is all common sense. You don't need a guru. You don't need Dean Graziosi's new thing. You don't need to take a course on drop shipping. You don't need a course on wholesaling. What you need to do is the damn fundamentals. You need to get margin in your thing. You need to get your damn personal income under control. You need to start reading and educating yourself on the things you already know. But most of all, you need to begin applying the information you already know. Like today, start applying it now. God bless.